Hello and welcome to A Presence on Your Journey, a podcast of Community Autism Resources. Our guest for this podcast is Crystal Medeiros, who's our coordinator for Community Autism Resources. And among her major responsibility is the coordination of the annual Hearts and Hands Walk, which is our signature event, and this year, 5K run. Welcome, Crystal.
Thank you for having me, Dennis.
And I wonder if you can start off by telling us what's going to be happening, when, and the date, and where.
Sure. We are holding our 12th annual Hearts and Hands Walk for Autism and Family Fun Day. We've included a 5K run, and that'll be held on Saturday, September 19th at Francis Farm in Rehoboth, and that is from 9:30 to 1:30.
Okay. And Francis Farm, this is a new location because in the past we've had it at Bristol Community College. I wonder if you can give our listeners a little kind of view of what Francis Farm is like and what kinds of facilities.
Sure. 2 years ago, we had to relocate our annual walkathon. Like you said, we used to hold it at Bristol Community College in Fall River, but they underwent a major construction project where it would not allow us to use the space that we were using in the past. So with a lot of time and effort looking for, you know, a new safe location where it could accommodate the amount of people that we have, I came across Francis Farm. It was actually a recommendation from quite a few people that had been there for other events and thought that it was a really nice place. So I went there last year, we checked it out, and it actually worked out to be a perfect venue for our event. And you went last year, Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really nice pavilion that is covered, so that way if it rains or if it's too hot, people can get out of the sun, they could get out of the rain. We hold a lot of our activities underneath the pavilion. The Autism Awareness Store, our raffle was also under the pavilion. They also have a very nice field where, you know, families could kind of stretch out a little. Our games, some other games were set up in the field area. They also allowed us to use the indoor space that is connected right to where the pavilion is for some of our quieter activities and also for our kitchen supplies, you know, for our snacks and refreshments. So it's a perfect location. I mean, it's in the countryside, very nice scenic route for the walk and the run. And families seem to have really enjoyed the space last year, so we're really excited to be back this year.
And what kinds of activities, games, and et cetera, are you going to be having this year?
We will have face painting, the tic-tac-toe toss, beanbag toss, feed the monkey, bounce houses, bubble creation station, arts and crafts, sensory treasure hunt. We have a baseball game, a basketball toss, frog hop, a Wii station, fishing for ducks, bottle toss, typically what we usually have every year. This year we are adding a bowling game to our activities. We also have a magic show, balloon animal artist, character appearances. This year we'll have Iron Man and Wonder Woman, and we'll also still have our raffle and our store. And with the Francis Farm location, they allow us to use what they have also on their fields, which are volleyball, horseshoes, bocce, baseball, and basketball.
And this is all while the walk is going on.
It is. Actually, the family fun part of the event will go right through, you know, 9:30 to 1:30, even while people are out walking and running. Those activities continue to run.
Now, this year you've added the 5K run. How did that come about?
Well, a lot of people have asked, you know, can we run when it's walk time? And we always say, you know, you can if you choose to. However, you know, people like to kind of walk at their own pace. It's not time. And sometimes it can get a little congested when people are trying to run and walk. So with that said, we decided to add the 5K as something additional to the walkathon for those who do enjoy running. The 5K is, you know, a 3.1 mile run, which is different from our 2 mile walkathon. It'll start at about 10:15, 10:30, and it'll kick off prior to the kickoff off of the walk, so that way there is no congestion on the route. The 5K run will run a little further as far as the route goes, but essentially the same route will be used for the run and the walk. We will have an official timing company as well, so runners can get their time when they're finished. Awards will be given. And it was just something in addition to add to our day. And, you know, a lot of runners, I have friends who are runners who say, you know, we like to run. You know, maybe if we ran a 5K 2 weeks ago, we want to run another one this week to see if we can beat our time. So we thought it would be a nice nice addition to our already existing walk and the activities that we have.
And so far, you're getting good responses to that.
Yes, we have. Believe it or not, we were worried at first because we're not really familiar with how a 5K operates. But, you know, things are starting to pick up and we're really excited about this addition. And we seem to be getting a lot of positive feedback about adding the 5K to the existing walkathon.
Now, this being our signature fundraiser, it is not just a one day kind of, it's one day, but you have teams and fundraisers. Each team can do their own fundraising. I wonder if you can go into some of that.
Sure. A lot of times, typically, like I can speak for myself, my team, JJ's Hope and Friends, we typically will start fundraising in April just because it is Autism Awareness Month. And we, in particular, we've done many things. We've done spaghetti dinner fundraisers. We've done luncheon fundraisers. We do a massive Little League tournament with Fall River National Little League, the Batting for a Cause tournament. We just finished that up a few weeks ago. You know, we've done all types of things over the years. I can't even think of, you know, all of the different things that we've done. We've sold candy, lollipops, different things like that. And then we have other teams who have recently done like bowl-a-thon fundraisers, different fundraisers, like a 31 bags and gifts fundraiser, where a certain percentage of whatever was made for the party was donated to the team's efforts in raising funds for this event. So yes, it is technically one day. The family fun day and the walk and the run this year will be this one day. But families will each typically raise money for this event over, you know, months and months throughout the year.
Now, is there a deadline? Has the deadline passed? Could people form teams now if they wanted to? Is there a deadline for that?
There is not a deadline for forming a team. We have people who, you know, come the day of the walk and sign up on the day. They may not be joining a team. They may be just walking individually or just with a few family members. But we never have a deadline for that. We currently have about 25 teams that are already registered. They're already up and running. They're raising funds for this event.
Now, you added last year also a 5K challenge. So I wonder if you can talk about how that works and what rewards or what awards can be gained from that.
Sure. The 5K challenge, not to be confused with the 5K run. Basically, what this is we want to reward our biggest fundraisers. Last year, we decided, in the past, we've done iPads. There are a lot of ways for families to get iPads. A lot of insurances are now paying for iPads. There are other local organizations as well as national organizations who will help families with obtaining iPads for speech purposes for their children. So we wanted to kind of switch it up a little bit. So basically the 5K challenge, it's for each individual or team who raise $5,000. They win a gift card not to exceed $500 for educational, therapeutic, and or recreation opportunities. Last year, for example, we had two teams who won. One of the teams chose, you know, a gift certificate for the bakery where the family purchases the child's specialty food items. And then we had another family who chose to use it for recreational opportunities for a gymnastics program that their child participated in. So like a membership. So we're very open. All requests are subject to pre-approval. We do have to make sure that it falls within those guidelines. But, you know, if it's for a camp or some type of therapy or therapeutic equipment, different things like that. We want to help families be able to obtain those items.
Also, another thing that you started last year, being the second year, is the ad program. So I have two questions. One is it too late for people to, first of all, how does that work?
Okay, so last year, like a lot of events, if you go to the event, you know, you get a program booklet the day of the event.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done, which is, you know, not something that is unseen or unheard of, is we've offered families and friends the opportunity to purchase space in our program to make it more personal to families. Where, you know, this is not just the walk day program, they can keep this. A lot of families did keep theirs from last year who put ads in. So it's just a way to, you know, honor or remember either your loved one with autism or someone who loved someone with autism. Like me personally, I put in last year with my family a memorial ad for my grandfather who passed away 2 years ago to, you know, honor him, to remember him and the love that he had for my son Jaden and my cousin Jeremiah. So we decided to do that last year. So how it works is, a quarter page ad is $25. A full page ad is $50. I'm sorry. A quarter page ad is $25. A half page ad is $50. And a full page ad is $100. We've left this only open to families and friends and not businesses because we're looking more for the opportunity for it to be a little bit more personal and not necessarily business related.
Right.
And we got really, really positive feedback about our programs last year and about including this as an opportunity. So we wanted to roll it back out this year. We've gotten quite a few responses again this year, and we actually extended the deadline, and it will be this Friday, which will be...
I'm drawing a blank too.
Yeah,
but
sorry. This Friday will be August 21st. So we did extend that deadline a little bit, and only because of purposes of, you know, printing and designing and different things like that. So this is a really nice addition to our walk program, I think, personally.
Are you having a recognition for a business and volunteer?
We are. Each year we choose a sponsor of the year as well as a volunteer of the year. This year's business sponsor of the year will be Somerset Federal Credit Union. They've been sponsoring our walkathon for over 10 years, so we would love to have them this year to accept, you know, an award on behalf of their efforts in helping their community. And we also have a volunteer of the year, but we're going to keep that a secret for now because the person does not know that they're getting that this year.
So we will have to wait till the day.
Absolutely.
Okay. Crystal, is there anything you want to kind of emphasize? Things that I may have left out or things that you want to put more emphasis on?
You know, like you mentioned, Dennis, this is our signature fundraiser. We typically do not do fundraising throughout the year per se. We do have a lot of families or other groups that will do events for us, but we don't necessarily do much fundraising. So like you had said, this is our signature fundraiser. And I think it's important to know that although Community Autism Resources is partially funded by the Department of Developmental Services, we depend on our annual walk, and now this year, 5K, to raise the funds that we need to continue to provide the free and vital services and supports that we provide to children, adults, and their families as they face the everyday challenges of living with autism spectrum disorders. And it's important to know that all of the games, activities, prizes, and refreshments are free as a thank you for their efforts in helping us take action to raise the money for this event.
And all the money stays in the community.
It absolutely does. Yeah. In our service region, 82 cities and towns throughout southeastern Mass, the Cape, and Islands.
Crystal, thank you very, very much for taking time out of a very busy, because I know this is a very busy time of the year for you.
It is.
To join us for this podcast. And I want to remind everybody that music used on A Presence on Your Journey is by George Winston. A Presence on Your Journey is a production of Community Autism Resources. Our executive director is Barbara Domain. Our editor and today a technical assistance is provided by Nicholas Domain. If you want to hear this podcast or previous podcasts on demand, you can go to our website, www.community-autism-resources.com, where you can also get information on all aspects of Community Autism Resources, including the walkathon and First Giving. This podcast is also available via iTunes. If you have iTunes, you can go and do a search under Autism, A Presence on Your Journey. There you can access the podcast and subscribe if you wish. Until next time, thank you for listening.